glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Psalm 98, verse 1 says, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things." Probably one of my favorite psalms right there. That's Psalm 98, verse 1. Well, hello there. Happy Thursday, the second day of February 2017. Groundhog Day. Will he or won't he see his shadow? Oh, Fred, how you doing? Are you having yourself a great week? I sure hope and pray that you are. In fact, We still have January up on our calendar, so I probably need to go over there and tear it down after the program today. But yeah, it's already February, and January is just a distant memory now. So yeah, it is the shortest month of the entire year. It's Groundhog Day as well, and lots of neat stuff coming up here in the next several weeks and months. Coming up on Sunday, you may have heard of us talk about it, Sunday, February 19th at 7 p.m., Huntley Brown will be in concert again, Sunday, February 19th, 7 p.m., and yeah, he's internationally known for his piano playing and just his wide range of musical styles. I mean, really, he's recorded several CDs as well, and he's going to be at Meadowbrook Community Church, 1902 South Duncan Road in Champaign. Again, February 19th, that's a Sunday, 7 p.m. The Singing Men will be there as well. They're going to be the special guests for the night. Well, general seating tickets are $10 when you pre-register at greatnewsradio.org or by calling 217-367-7777. You can get them for $15 at the door, so you might want to get it ahead of time. You save a couple of bucks, but also just in case the concert might sell out, might want to pre-register and get a head start on that. Or you can take advantage of the $25 artist circle reserve seating with a great meet-and-greet reception with Huntley Brown as well. That's $25. You can get more details on that by visiting greatnewsradio.org or, again, by calling 217-367-7777. And you may be like me still on January, or you may be on the month of February on your calendar, but you might want to go ahead to June this summer. Ivan Parker coming back to the area on Saturday, June 10th, Lincoln Square in Urbana, 7 p.m. So lots of great things happening here the next several weeks and months. Again, you can take a look at all that information at greatnewsradio.org. And with it being a new month of February, that marks us 1 month closer to March. My wife and I, next month, we'll be celebrating our wedding anniversary. March is a busy month because, one, it's her birthday on the 13th, and it's our anniversary on the 26th. So if I missed either one of those two, I am going to be deep, deep in trouble. So, or even both. My goodness. I mean, the locks of the house may be changed. Who knows? No. I'm kidding. But with that being said, I'll tell you what. My wife and myself both have grown in our marriage to one another. And marriage will do that. It will stretch you, but it will mold you, and it will bless you as well. Amen. And coming up March 17th, 18th, and 19th, that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you're invited to the United Marriage Encounter Weekend taking place at Hawthorne Suites in Bloomington. And the weekend really combines Christian values, sound psychology, a practical method to improve communication both between the husband and the wife. And it's for all couples, all ages, married at least a year who have a good marriage and want to make it better. Now, here's the neat thing. If you're thinking about it, visit unitedmarriage.org and enter in WGNN or WGNJ when you register online, and you get $20 off. How about that? For more details, just visit unitedmarriage.org, or you can call 217-355-1030, 217-355-1030. Well, don't go too far. We're going to be taking a look at the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And today we're going to be talking about having a biblical worldview. That's coming up next, right after this, here on today's edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio.
Remember me in a Bible cracked and faded by the year. Remember me in a sanctuary filled with silent prayer.
Thank you so much for listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll with you, and I'll tell you what, the story's been told of a young couple who moved into a brand new house, and their first morning together while they were eating breakfast, the young lady sees her neighbor hanging the laundry outside on the clothesline, and she thought to herself, that laundry is not really clean. I mean, she doesn't even know how to wash correctly. Maybe she needs better soap or something. But she realized how dirty the laundry looked. Her husband looked at her but remained silent. But every time her neighbor would hang her wash to dry, the young lady would make the same comments day after day. And about a month later, the woman was so surprised to see nice, clean laundry on the line. And she said to her husband, look, she has learned to wash correctly. How about that? I wonder who taught her this. And the husband looked at her and said, honey, I got up early this morning and I cleaned our windows. Oh, yes, friend, the way we see things matter. Today, we're going to be talking about having a biblical worldview. You know, a worldview is the lens through which we see and look at the world. At the center of our worldview, friend, are our ultimate beliefs. What you believe will shape the way you see the world, including life and everyday activities. And your worldview affects the way you see money, morality, politics. It affects the way you worship. It affects the way you vote, how you use your abilities, how you work, how you raise your children, how you raise your family. Your worldview matters. Beliefs drive the way we live our life. What you believe, friend, matters. See, having a biblical worldview is based on the Word of God. When you believe that the Bible is true, then you allow it to be the foundation of everything you say, everything you do, and everything you think. And as believers, wow, it is so important. It is vital that we see the world through the lens of Scripture. So if you have your Bible today, go ahead and turn to Romans chapter 12. We're going to take a look at the first two verses here of Romans chapter 12. If you don't have your Bible, if you're driving, that's okay. I will read it to you. Both hands on the wheel. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it from here. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, talking about having a biblical worldview. It says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. See, the Bible tells us that we are to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. See, in the Old Testament, under the Old Covenant, God accepted the sacrifices of animals. But today in the New Testament, that's us, under grace, the only acceptable worship is to offer ourselves completely to the Lord. So what does it mean to be a living sacrifice? It means that we say no to the desires of the flesh. It means we say no when our flesh wants to say yes. It means that we say yes when our flesh wants to say no, right? When we choose not to gossip, we become a living sacrifice. When we choose not to fall into that affair, we become a living sacrifice. When we choose not to blow up at that person, we become a living sacrifice. So how do we do that? By changing the way we think. Look at this in verse 2 of Romans 12, verse 2. It says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Friend, the gospel transforms both our thoughts and our actions. Where your thoughts are, your actions will follow. See, if you entertain sin in your mind, you're most likely going to fall into it. Where your thoughts are, your actions will follow. Where your belief system is, your actions will follow. In Washington, D.C., there is a museum called the Holocaust Museum. And if you were sick that day in school, the Holocaust was a genocide in which Adolf Hitler's Nazi Germany and its leaders and collaborators killed about 6 million Jews. I mean, some people say it was up to 11 million. Anywhere between 6 to 11 million Jews were slaughtered in the Holocaust. It was the deadliest genocide in human history. And in the Holocaust Museum, there is a room filled with shoes of some of the victims from the Holocaust. So when you walk into this room, it's real life. These are real life shoes from real life people in the real life event of the Holocaust. It's a very sobering room, I'll tell you that. And Hitler believed that one race or ethnic background was superior than another. And he acted on those beliefs, didn't he? See, where your thoughts are, where your belief system is at, your actions will follow. Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth will speak. Whatever is in your heart will come out one way or another. For you to make yourself a living sacrifice, we need to change the way we think. See, the more you and I study and read the Word of God, it changes you, don't it? It changes what you believe. It changes the way you think. His thoughts will become our thoughts. What he loves, we begin to love. What he doesn't like, we begin not to like. But we need to be studying the Word of God. We need to have a biblical worldview when we see the things and subjects, problems and situations of life. We need to have a biblical worldview when it comes to science. We need to remember that Genesis 1:1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." See, we can't believe Genesis 1:1 and believe in evolution. We can't believe in Genesis 1:1 and believe in the Big Bang Theory. We need to have a biblical worldview when it comes to science. We need to have a biblical worldview when it comes to marriage. God is the author of marriage. Marriage didn't come from the White House. Marriage didn't come from the courthouse. Marriage didn't come from a judge. Marriage came and originated from God. He is the author of marriage. Folks think today we can make marriage whatever we want it to be. We need to remember that Genesis 1:27 and 28 says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. And he said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth.'" Genesis 2:24, "Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." God is the author of marriage. We need to have a biblical worldview when it comes to the matters of life. God is the author of life. God cherishes life. In Acts 3:15, I think it says that God is the author of life. Today we have the idea that life in the womb does not matter. But when we study God's Word and look through that situation, that issue, that topic through the lens of Scripture, we begin to understand that God created life. Psalm 139, 13 and 14 says, "For you formed my inward being. You knitted me together in my mother's womb." Friend, we need to have a biblical worldview. And how do we establish that worldview? By studying the Word of God. The last several weeks, there's been chaos in our country. Chaos in our world. In fact, let me go back. For the last several years, there's been chaos in our country. There's been chaos in our world. But when we look at it through the lens of Scripture, we have a better understanding. For us to have a biblical worldview, you and I need to be in the Word of God. We need to be studying the Word of God, and we need to be living out the Word of God. We need to change the way we think. We need to change the way what we believe. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Twyla Paris said, "We will glorify." Friend, consider making a special contribution to this radio ministry. Our mailing address is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843. Or you can make your gift online safely and securely at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on the button that says donate. Well, I do appreciate your time and your attention today. Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.